My name is Thomas Brunette, and I'm a 1968 graduate of the University of Texas.
At the time I was there, I think the enrollment was about 28,000, but summer school, far, far less. Pretty slow, easygoing lifestyle. Not even very many people at the fraternity house, so not a lot going on there at summer school.
And as I was crossing the way, I noticed all these people in the parking lot hunkered down behind cars. So I walked out there and asked them what the hell they were doing there in the middle of the day when somebody suddenly yelled, "Get down before you get shot." And that's when I realized that the background noise was a gunfire coming from all different directions. When I ran across the drag, all the cars just scattered about, doors open, some of the engines still running. People had just abandoned things and run at the time, I guess, when the shooting started getting close to them and or people realized what was happening. When it was announced that, you know, he had been, the shooting was over, people just rushed from all directions. People were just running down the street, just a mass of humanity descending on the tower. So we came around to, I believe it was the back side of the tower, and there was a large crowd of people there, and it was pretty quiet. And then slowly they started bringing the bodies out. And today they might have brought them out in a body bag, but then they just brought them out on stretchers with sheets stretched over them, lots of blood. Pretty gruesome scene. Seemed like the whole the whole student body descended on the back of the tower. Just, I guess, out of natural curiosity, what the heck was happening. And now that it was over, people wanted to go directly to the site that all this tragedy had just occurred. That night we went to Schultz's, and I don't think I've seen the place as packed up until that point, especially for, you know, the middle of summer school there in August. Place was just jammed to the walls, standing room only, and people were very intoxicated, and it was the only time I'd ever seen people literally climbing the trees in Schultz's beer garden there. I think people were just expressing the outlet for their emotions. A shocking, horrible scene had just taken place, and I don't know what they were supposed to react to or what kind of reaction people expected, but people drank a lot and it got pretty boisterous, to say the least. I don't know that there'd ever been a mass shooting anywhere on a campus before, so people really didn't have any reaction or anything to compare it to. But people were shocked and quiet. The tower was always a symbol of the university for me, and I still remember when I graduated and left for Austin for the foreseeable future, looking in the rearview mirror and seeing that tower in the background.